Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to look at passages from this past Sunday that began this season of Advent for us. We're in this very important time of the church year, the beginning of the church year, as the church leads us again on the journey of the pilgrimage of walking with Jesus through his Paschal mystery throughout the year. All the significant events in the life of Jesus, the church relives with him, reminds us constantly who we are, because the events of Jesus' life, the teaching of Scripture, is what grounds the entire church. We understand that each one of us now who are baptized into Christ have become his disciples, which means something very radical. I don't think we perceive it very often. I think many people have a very moderated view of what it means to be a disciple. Jesus was radical when he described what it meant to follow him. He said, if you want to be my disciple, count the cost before you come. Because what this relationship is about, and Jesus is the one who sets the terms of the relationship, you might say. He said, if you want to be my disciple, you have to deny yourself, take up your cross daily, follow me. Deny, take up your cross, follow. Deny what? The relationship that each one of us has to ourselves. This freedom that we've been given to define reality the way we want to, if we want to. We have to direct our freedom as a disciple to the Lord. And we have to make a decision that with the help of Jesus, with the help of the power of the Holy Spirit, that we will no longer belong to ourselves. That is, I now belong to Christ. I don't belong to myself anymore. I don't set the priorities for my life. I don't define reality for myself. I don't look for an identity beyond what Christ is giving me. Because I understand who he is. He's not just a gifted spiritual guru or philosopher. Jesus is God's only son. He's the God-man. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way to human happiness, human fulfillment, human understanding. He's the way out of the darkness and into the light. He's the way home to the Father. He's the way, he's the truth about God, the Creator, about human existence, creation. He's the truth about what it means for us to be human and how we can find fulfillment, greatness, joy, ultimate life. And he is the life. The way, the truth, and the life. He brings to us the life that we need. We were destined to be in the family of God because of original sin, because of sin's work in us, that death began to lay hold of the human race and darkened our mind, our way of thinking. We have, as Father Francis Martin used to say, we are on a death-directed course in life, a death-directed destiny. Jesus came to break that death-directed life that leads us away from the truth and to ultimate freedom and the capacity to overcome the world of flesh and the devil in our lives. He's the way, he's the truth, and he is the life. The church helps us see here at the beginning of this Advent season, again, the truth about what Jesus taught us, how he called us to live, how a disciple actually lives. I no longer belong to myself. And what I'm doing is receiving from my Lord, my Master, my God, the revelation about the whole meaning of life and how I fit into it and how following him, because he said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Advent is a time, the themes light and darkness are very strong throughout the entire season because Jesus came to dispel the light, the darkness, excuse me, by the light that's in him. In him was life, John the Apostle said. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. What's the only thing that can dispel the shadow of death that's cast over the human mind and the human heart? It's the light that's in Christ. Behold, we're going to sing as we move toward Christmas, the celebration of Christmas. Behold, the light has come. The dawn from on high has come upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death. Why? To guide our feet into the way of peace. to guide us into a whole new way of life, to guide us into the life of the King who we're now united to through our baptism. I said yesterday, in baptism, we received his life. What is that life? Well, that life is the light of men. I can see now. I see who God is. I see who I am. I see the real purpose, and I have a capacity now to get beyond the slavery to the radical pursuit of either my own pleasures or to please men, to seek honor, power, wealth, you know, sexual pleasure, whatever it is. I can, as Paul exhorted us to in the reading Sunday from Romans, he said, let us then throw off the works of darkness, brothers and sisters, and let's put on the armor of light. That's the cry that goes out from the church and hopefully from every good homily this past Sunday and this week as we make our way into the season of Advent is, friends, let's put off the old. We've come out of the darkness now. We don't have to live in the slavery to the powers of the world, of flesh and the devil. We are free men and women. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And we're responsible. We've been given power by the King. We've said yes to him. We've become his disciples. And we're always tempted to take up our own identity ourselves, to take up our own destiny ourselves, to take up and to take back from the Lord the promise of radical abandonment to him. Lord, I am no longer my own. I want to live to please you. That's it. That's the center of my life. I live no longer for myself, but for you who for my sake died and rose again. That's the life I want to live. And I'm ready each day on alert, awake, prepared. Lord, I'm ready to receive today's manna, the teaching for the day. I don't know what this day holds for me, but I know that you're with me. And I know who I am at the beginning of this day. I'm not defined by my work. I'm not defined by my career. I'm not defined by my looks. I'm not defined by the neighborhood that I live in. I'm not defined by the bank account that I have or how many girlfriends I might have or who I'm married to. I'm not defined by any of that. I'm defined by God himself. That's what it means to come into the light. I receive that identity and I walk in it. And the more and more I say yes to it, and as Paul says, I put off these works of darkness and I put on the armor of light. It's an image of the full armor of a soldier, both the offensive weapon, the sword, the shield, the helmet, which Paul breaks open even more in Ephesians chapter 6. This is the armor of light. What is it? Faith, hope, love, truth, goodness, beauty, all these things that come to us in Christ. Let's clothe ourselves with these realities so we can walk like the Lord walked. We can ultimately, friends, we can walk in radical love, willing the good of our neighbor, seeing the dignity of every single person as Christ sees them. That's what happens to us over time as we seriously walk under the masterful discipleship of Jesus. He works his grace in us through the power of the Spirit. He knows each one of us perfectly, inside and out. He knows our weaknesses, the habit patterns of sin that cripple us. He knows the wounds that we carry through life that weaken us. He gets it all. And he's saying to us, if you just put me first and you come with me, let me take you by the hand and know, first of all, that I love you. I love you radically. I love you the way I love the Father. He loves you the way he loves me. We're in your corner. We want to help you, but you have to trust us. Entrust your whole life, your whole enterprise to us. And I'll teach you how to walk in love. I'll teach you how to walk in the commandments that the Father has given us right from the core of your heart. It'll come out of love within you. It won't be just an external law that's imposed on you. It's now in you in the Holy Spirit. The Spirit wants to transform you, and the Spirit leads you to full life, Jesus said, to full joy, to freedom. Friends, think of how unfree you are. Think of how many areas in your life you still are in a battle, in a kind of slavery. And you know you're not fully yourself, that you haven't come into the full freedom of the sons and daughters of God. Now, in this life, it's very rare to have it. Certainly, we're not going to have in this life what we'll have ultimately in heaven with God forever, which is why in the season of Advent, we hear warnings and exhortations from the church. Stay awake, be clear, understand that the day is coming, the day of judgment, the day when you will stand before the Lord and you'll be responsible for the choices that you've made in this world. How did you respond to God? What did you do with the freedom that God has given to you? What did you do with the light that he showed you? Did you walk in that light? Friends, and no one walks perfectly in the light. So the church isn't presenting to us a picture of an angry, frustrated, fed up God. He is patience itself. He's mercy itself. He's kindness itself. But he's dead serious about us taking him seriously. And you know if you are or not, and he knows if you are or not. We can put on a show for other people that we are, but the question is, where's your heart? Where's the core of your being? Where's your first love? It's so important for us, friends, to be able to see it. And it helps us to keep the end in view, to think about the coming of the Lord, the day of judgment, because what that does in us, it stirs and it moves our hearts to a place of readiness. It awakens in us the spiritual gift of the fear of the Lord, which is such an important, but a missing grace, I think, a missing activated virtue in the lives of so many baptized people. How do I know that? Do I know their hearts? No, but what I see is in many baptized Catholics, all the statistics show it, the foolish ways in which so many of the baptized are being conformed to the world, celebrating everything the world celebrates, even if it's radically offensive to God. That's a sign of foolishness. It's stupidity. It's foolishness because it ignores God's will. The only road to happiness, the only road to happiness in this life, but the real goal is happiness forever with God in heaven, living with him in unity and receiving the whole kingdom that he wants to give to us. That only comes by conforming ourselves to the person of Jesus. The church is preaching to us now. The church is exhorting us. The church is warning us. The church is trying to shake us into seeing reality as it is. So we align our lives with God's revelation, God's purpose, and my life becomes a life lived in Christ, and I receive the assignment that he's given me for my life. And this is the very passion of my life. This is why I get up in the morning, not because of my favorite football team or the NFL league that I'm in, whatever it is. Those things aren't bad. But for too many of us, friends, there's all kinds of idols and all kinds of things that we put in first place. Maybe our marriage or our kids or friendships, or as Paul lists all the different vices that human beings chase after. The sin-sick condition of the human heart that attracts us to anger, bitterness, rivalry, jealousy, conceit, right? And the constant pursuit of pleasure, the constant pursuit of my personal comfort, putting myself before other things. Jesus saying, no, come with me. Watch, you see what I did? I want to reproduce in you what was in me, because you're living in a form of slavery right now. And the church is warning us, is saying, remember, there's 89 verses in the four Gospels that talk about Jesus' first coming. There's nearly 150 chapters in the Bible that talk about his second coming and getting ready and being clear-headed and understanding what it's all about. The end has to inform us. We have to understand where we're going. So friends, let's welcome these exhortations from the apostles and from the Lord himself, and let's walk in Jesus and be clothed with light. It's your destiny. He's with you. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.